Hooch, hello.
Yes, good morning, Darren. Good morning, listeners.
Are you well?
I am very well.
How about the weather?
The weather has been a little bit unspringly is what we'll call the weather, but wow, what a weather event it was. I don't think it was as bad as what everyone's predicted. I don't know, I was asleep for most of it. A lot of water around it. Do drive safely because there's a lot of water on the roads and we don't want anyone aquaplaning.
Yeah, well, wasn't as bad here as maybe predicted, but certainly it was over in the West Coast.
Ooh, was it? West Coast of Tasmania?
No, they had roads closed and everything, yeah.
Oh, did they? Trees down?
Yeah.
And that's interesting because what happens is with all that, it's been pretty damp, and with that extra precipitation, the ground gets so wet that wind comes from a different direction. It was quite a strong easterly.
Yeah.
And the trees that are used to bracing themselves for that westerly, and all of a sudden they find a bit of a easterly puff and they fall over. So that may be what the drama was there, a few trees down. I'm not sure. It could have been water. West Coast has creeks that are dry for 200 days a year, but then they get that rain, they've got creeks and water rushing everywhere.
So yeah, no, apparently it was trees down and debris on the road, so over on the Murchison. Yeah. Anyway, so more rain today. And a fair bit of it, even though we're in that little mid patch where you know one system's gone over and then you just wait and then the other one comes. So
yes,
the other one's coming today.
The other storm.
Yeah, sort of like a cyclone, really. You're sort of getting that middle bit and nothing's happening, and then all of a sudden you hit the other end of it. Anyway, so more rain today. However, news is pretty good for the weekend. Saturday, just a shower or two. Westerlies. Yeah, 20 to 30 Ks on shore. Definitely the best bet for a fish this weekend would be Sunday because it's looking fine and we should get some sunshine and very little wind. There you go.
Oh, well, there you go. And as a saltwater fisherman, the freshwater gives me the heebie-jeebies a little bit. But those trout fishermen, they can look forward to a bit of activity because what I've said before in the past is that rain brings a lot of food into the river system. So if you can find somewhere where there's a little creek coming into a main river, that'll be bringing a lot of food, and those trout are switched onto that. So it's a good idea to throw your soft plastics in and around where that water comes into the main body. Also, when these rivers swell and on the high tide they back up, the lovely word that the fly fishermen like to use is the flooded margins.
The flooded margin sounds like something from the stock exchange.
Yeah, no, it's where the water backs up and comes across the top of the paddocks, or where a river goes to round a bend and bulge out. And,
yeah, gotcha.
And cover ground that is normally a paddock, and it's amazing that the trout know that that's go time, and they get up in there and they feed on all the grubs and the worms and all the bits and pieces that are. And the insects, and it's good fun fishing, actually. I remember it when I was a young tacker, fishing the flooded margins, and quite the humble worm can be the go-to bait for when you're fishing with a lot of water about. Dig a few worms up, the ground's quite soft, and go and soak a worm somewhere, read a book, and, put a bell on your rod, and you're away.
Yeah, I should mention, there is a flood watch for the Mersey River, and there's a flood warning for the Mersey River, and there's a flood watch for all our northwestern rivers and streams for today. And I'll do the tides while I'm at it. So today's high at 9:20 this morning, 3.2, and Saturday's high, 10:20 in the morning, 3.1. Sunday's high, which is the best day for fishing, 11:24 in the morning, 3.1 metres. Right, and you were saying off the air the leaving at Ulverston, Trevally, still going?
Yeah, now that seems a bit early, and I was talking to the boys. I went into Seamasters Marine, when was that? Must have been Wednesday, and I was talking to the boys in there, and they said that it was a bit of fun to be had up and leaving at the minute on the Trevally. Now, they're a silver Trevally, and like I sort of seem to think that's quite early, but if they're there, they're there. We're not going to talk them out of having a bite of our lures. So they like to get up in the little pockets and the little deeper areas, and you can cast soft plastics, but they do like to hit it on the drop, I've found. And it's a bit of a technique. Sometimes when you're a fisherman, it's hard. You're told to give your lure a lot of action, so you're always moving it.
Yeah.
But for species like bream and trevally, if you give it a bit of a flick and then leave it, and upwards of a minute, I know it sounds ludicrous, but You can just let it drop, and most soft plastics, I use Berkeley predominantly, but they have such a finesse tail that they'll work on the drop, and that's what seems to excite those trevally. I find I get most of them when I'm on the drop. I also get them, I've got them on silver slices as well, so it's not always the case.
So how far up the river do they go usually?
Well, they go all the way up the river to the tidal area. Like, I mean, it gets tidal right up to the golf club there in the Leven, but I've caught them in and around the wharf, and I've also caught them in and around the bridge sections where the bridges turn the corner. This is in a boat predominantly, but both the road bridges, when they sort of go, the train bridge too, when they turn those corners, they have little pockets on a certain side of the river. Like, the river will come down and flow into one side, but on the other side will be a little eddy, and they like to get in those little eddies. There's some deeper water in there.
Yeah.
So if you get over in those deeper areas where the water's sort of slowed up, I wouldn't recommend it to be that easy doing it at the minute. I think now that the rain has come that it'll be a bit tricky. But once that river stops flowing as hard as it is, you could go back to your trevally fishing, no problems at all.
Had a phone call from regular listener Ray the Garbo. Says they were smashing the whitings at Baker's Beach last weekend.
Oh, good old Ray. Oh, King Island Ray. Yeah, Ray gets out there quite often, and he's good on the whiting. But, yeah, that's good fun and good advice. And I'm not sure whether he was on the anchor, but it's pretty good to anchor.
Yeah, he was out there. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's good to get on the anchor and get a little bit of burley going, and you'll get some whiting, no problems at all out there. I often find the bigger whiting are up in the estuary there at Port Sorell, and you can find a nice spot there just on the weed edge and get some really big ones there. King George whiting, I'm not sure what species Ray was getting, but he might tell me later on, and we can clear that up next week.
Going straight to the pan, mate. Straight to the pan.
Yeah, straight to the pan. They're both species of really good eating.
All you need is a bit of butter and some pepper, and away you go.
Yeah, my word. Two bits of buttered bread. Wow.
Happy days.
Although I don't eat bread anymore. I'm off.
Oh, bread. You're off the bread.
Yeah, full blocker.
full blocker. So, for people who don't know what Hooch is talking about, you had the lapse band surgery, right?
No. The lap band's an outdated concept nowadays. Okay. If your surgeon suggests the lap band, you really want to give him a slap band. I've had a gastric sleeve.
Gastric sleeve, yeah.
Yeah, which sounds like you've had something put over, sleeved over the top of something, but no, it's basically they take away two-thirds of your stomach. So I've basically got left a large banana.
Oh, right.
For a stomach, yeah. So, yeah, bread.
Bread's a no-go.
No good.
All right. Have we spoken tuna for a while?
We haven't for a while. It's been quite slow, the tuna, but that's not to say that you shouldn't get out there and try should the weather give an opportunity, because that's what it's all about. You've got to cover the ocean surface with lures, and the more lures that are covering the ocean surface, the greater opportunity that someone will have of picking one up. And then once we get one or two people caught, then they all start to march out and they become more and more prevalent. But I'm saying they're out there. There's no reason why they wouldn't be out there, because the dolphins are out there in big numbers, and the whales and the big tuna follow those. So it's all about just finding your window of opportunity to go and drag in your lures. And that's tuna fishing. You might drag them for 6 hours and not have a bite, and then the very next time you go out, you've only set them for half an hour and she's on.
Did you see that story on the news last night about the bloke who was out surfing? I think it was in Western Australia, although I'm not sure. But anyway, so he went out for a surf. And someone was flying over in one of those, you know, those little gyrocopters, like tiny helicopters,
yes.
And spotted a shark circling him, big one. He went down I'm not sure, it might have been a woman flying the chopper, but buzzed him and was like yelling out saying, shark, 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 shark.
Yep.
So he gets on his board and makes it to shore. And then the person flying the copter crashes on the beach. Destroyed them.
Oh, wow.
I know, right? No one injured, but there you go.
Still, a good Samaritan trying to do a good deed and ends up...
crashing on the beach.
Well, as he do. Sounds like his helicopter was a bit of a toy.
Well, yeah. Those gyrocopters, they're not very big.
A friend of mine.
Yeah.
He had a helicopter. Actually, you won't mind me mentioning his name. Peter Murphy from VW Spares in Ulverston. He's a bit of a unit. So he had a helicopter. He was mad keen, did all the lessons, and I went and had a look at his helicopter, and on it, it had experimental written on it. I'm not sure whether that was the brand name or what, but it just had, in really official font, experimental. Mm. And I said to him, I don't know whether I want to be flying a helicopter that's experimental, because they're hard enough to keep in the air as it is.
Experimental.
Yeah. But anyway, he had a couple of little misdemeanors with a helicopter over the years that make for very good stories. And needless to say, he's give up on his helicopter career. Mm. Thank you. Thank you very much. And Pete's still here to tell the tales.
All right. Anything else you want to mention before you go?
Oh, I think we're pretty good. We've covered a fair range, a bit of fishing, a bit of flying, and a bit of everything.
Yeah, so you got any good photos and stuff on your socials or what people might want to have a look at?
Yeah, they can dive back and have a look at our social media. It's Team Penn Simrad Fishing, and the photos is all we've got at the minute. We've been quite slack. I was only saying to Howie, who's the unofficial team skipper, well, he is the team skipper, but he's the unofficial team captain. We haven't been fishing for a while, and he said, look, we've all been busy with work, but we are sweating on stripey trumpeter season opening and crayfish season opening up, and we're looking forward to that. It's only November, so we'll get everything organised and we'll get back in the swing of things, but there's plenty of info and carry-on on the Team Penn page, so get on there, and feel free to ask us any questions at all, so it's all good.
Nice work. Catch you next week, mate.
No worries at all. Have a good weekend, everyone.